Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. John, are you on the line? John, are you on the
line? Yes, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, how are you? Can you hear me?
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm doing good. How's everything?
I am well. I'm ready for today's show.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that I'm late. I was trying to, something was wrong with my phone. So I was trying to get some more minutes to call internationally. But we can go ahead and start it. So today is Friday, September 11th. We'll be discussing specialized knowledge. The first step to riches. So we're gonna go through this book and give our own point of view and our own insights. So how do you feel after reading this chapter to start off with, like, all the show? How do you feel after reading this chapter?
You said, how do I feel about the chapter? Okay, well, about this chapter with specialized knowledge, when I came across this chapter, it actually switched, you know, my kind of mindset on, you know, what it would take to actually bring forth my desires. You know, before reading this chapter, I didn't know that I would have to get, you know, so specialized in the area that I want to be in. But I would have to, you know, set aside everything else and just focus on directly what I wanted to do. You know, and be specific about it. So this chapter really helped me to clear up a few things and, you know, let me know that, you know, I should focus on specializing in one thing at a time before I was, you know, expand myself and, you know, brought in the things that I wanted to do. Because, you know, if you don't spend your time focusing on one thing, that way you will spare out your energy and you wouldn't put your all into what it is that you really want to do. So set up a lot for me.
Exactly. And how I said was that, you know, I just didn't understand when I was reading. I was like, what do you mean by special knowledge? Because, you know, in the book, in one of the parts, he's saying he was talking about, like, general knowledge. So basically, it was so critical for me to try to understand those two. So there's a big difference. So exactly, trying to explain what general knowledge was. For example, about, like, professors at school. About like someone who's like, for example, and they have specialized knowledge on maybe construction, have general knowledge on
yes.
So maybe her field of specialization was construction, but she have general knowledge on finance or accounting or whatever that she studied. So I was that was clear in my head too. So I keep reading. And what I was at the end was like, when he gave example, it was easier for me to understand what he really meant by that. So he was saying, for example, think about a professor in finance. He has outstanding skills to teach finance, but is he running like his own business using knowledge and applying to his like to his business like in order to move forward? Not really, you know. We have professors at school. We can put those professors in like in a case that they have like general knowledge, but at the specialization in finance and using that knowledge in the business feel critical. While digging into it and like reading the book again, so I have to flip back the page and go back and try to understand what he meant. You want to ask something?
Yes, I wanted to share one of my aha moments from this chapter actually. So Napoleon Hill said, you know, perhaps you may need much more specialized knowledge than you may have the ability to acquire. And you remember last time we did the show, we spoke about how each chapter connects with the next one?
Exactly.
So he connected this chapter right here with the power of the mastermind. And what he's basically saying is that we may need more knowledge than we actually have the ability to acquire. But we may bridge this weakness through the aid of a mastermind group. So with my experience with this, I would say that I agree with this 100% because when I first started on my journey to, you know, acquiring specialized knowledge or, you know, defining my purpose, I would read this book, you know, I would go in depth studying the things that I wanted to know, but I would always find myself overwhelmed. Like, you know, I had to take a break or I had to slow down a bit because I felt like, you know, it was too much for me to take in and it wasn't, you know, enough being put out. But when you actually do join a mastermind group and you be able to share, you know, what you've been learning and, you know, get different ideas from the same thing, I feel like it helps you to flow much easier. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had that help in the Thinking Grow Rich Clarity Mindset group that Ms. Martin has, and also the accountability calls that we do on Fridays. So I would say that, you know, joining a mastermind group while you're on your journey to acquiring specialized knowledge or bringing forth your desires is definitely a plus, definitely beneficial.
Yes, you're right. Like for someone like me, I would be scared to join a mastermind. I feel like it has, but even though when it's going to be the hourly, you feel as he explained, like there's a way to form a credible. You cannot select people out of the blue. If you select people that you feel comfortable sitting with and talking about, too. For example, if I have one for you to get in. But still, I don't think I won't be able to. I don't know. Maybe it's so, I don't know what's going on with me. But I have.
Hello?
My own life setup. Maybe it's like trust issues. Maybe it's like I'm not full. But like he explained to the.
Bunny, your phone's breaking up really bad.
That chapter is very